Ladies and gentlemen, the time is 6:07 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 FM, or online worldwide at KOOP.org. It's the Mascot Wedding Show! Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667. 472-KOOP. And this is the first show of the new season.
Yay! So fall season.
This is season three for Mascot Wedding.
That's right.
Yeah. They said we wouldn't last one. Here we are in three. Go die, haters. Hey, haters, is there a train in your town? Jump in front of it.
Except we apologize to those who are listening, rapt with attention, at the end of season two. We forgot to type the cliffhangers.
I know.
So,
When are Mac and David going to get off that island?
Yeah, exactly. And when are they going to realize they love each other?
Not anytime soon, jerk.
Yeah. I hate you so much.
I hope your head burns.
Yeah, I hope you get trapped in a burning car.
I hope I trap you in a burning car.
I wish I could tell you I love you.
What was that, you jerk?
Oh, I said, hey, I'm going to run you off the road on your way home.
Why do I get so angry at him? Why can't I just tell him how I really feel?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Nothing. Nothing. I hate your guts is what I wanted to say.
Yeah, that's more like it.
I hate your guts with a baseball bat.
Oh, I wish he could see my insides.
So what have you done? What have you been up to this week, David?
I have been up to...
Well, first of all, what did we hear, music-wise?
We heard my contribution was Captain Beyond with Raging River of Fear off the album Captain Beyond.
That's right, and I followed that up with the Klaxons with... I don't know.
It was very good stuff nonetheless.
Is this it right here?
Yeah, that's the one.
I wrote it down on CD. Let me just look at it.
Golden Scams.
Yeah. I definitely would have moved to it if I wasn't, if I just didn't have this debilitating illness right now.
That's all right. I'm sure you'll recover.
I hope so.
So, all right, now that's out of the way. Klaxons, Captain what? Beyond?
Captain Beyond, yeah.
Done. What'd you do this week? What have you been up to?
Oh, I don't know. Did a little thing called My Civic Duty, and I voted.
Oh, you went either early voting, huh?
I did, yeah. I had to get it out of my system.
How'd that go?
It went well, question mark?
Did you feel good afterwards?
I felt a sense of like completeness, like, hey, I did something that wasn't just like eat Pringles and watch Home and Garden.
How was using the machines? You know, I know a lot of people said that, you know, they're like, oh man, those machines are going to steal our votes. They're so messed up. They make mistakes all the time.
Here's the thing about that. You are spot on.
Really?
Well, because there was a mistake on my machine and like I asked around and like nobody could give me a straight answer.
Huh.
But,
Wait, there's a mistake on your voting machine.
Yeah, on the voting machine, on the little computer touchscreen or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. With the click wheel or whatever. What was the mistake?
Obama was on there twice.
Obama was on there twice?
Obama was on there.
So was it like McCain, Obama, Obama?
No. It was Obama under president, which, you know, you vote
yeah,
for.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. But he was also under city council. Because as you know, I went...
Wait, Obama was under city council?
Yeah, except it was misspelled.
Wait, Where do you vote? Austin or Sunken Valley?
Sunken Valley.
Okay.
My residence. I went to Pizza 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 Pizza.
Yeah, that's where they were doing early voting.
Yeah, they established a voting kiosk there.
Yeah.
And so I went there.
Wait.
And,
so you voted for Obama for city council?
But it wasn't Obama. It was Barrett Ograma.
Wait, Barrett Ograma for city council of Sunken Valley?
Yeah, I figured why not? You know, if they're going to make the mistake, I'm going to cash in on this one.
Did you vote for Barrett Ograma?
Oh, yeah.
That's a different person.
What do you mean?
That's not a mistake.
How could... What do you mean like a different
That's
person?
That's not Barack Obama on there twice.
So there's an actual dude out there named Barrett
yeah,
Ograma?
In Sunken Valley, Texas, Barrett Ograma was running for city council.
Okay. That's weird.
Did you vote for him?
I did. Of course I did.
What do you mean, of course you did?
I don't know. I figured it was Obama and, you know...
Do you know who Barrett Ograma is?
Obviously I don't.
Barrett Ograma is the leader of the Sunken Valley New Nationalist Party.
Oh.
That's a guy who's got a lot of ties to some unsavory elements. Let's just say this. Do you know what they stand for?
No, I don't.
Look, I don't want to go out on a limb here, but, you know, I don't want to say something that's not true or slander, but they have a lot of views, the New Nationalist Party, Sunken Valley New Nationalist Party, which come across as sort of like fascist and sort of like a white power kind of way.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, sort of like real anti-immigration. Real? Oh my God.
Wow.
I think we got a phone call. I don't know. Let me check.
I think Commissioner wants to talk to us.
Let's see if I can put this on. Hello, KOP. You're on the air.
Hello. Is this KOP?
Yeah, this is KOP. You're on the air.
Hello. This is Vic.
Vic.
How's it going, Vic?
Vic, hey, you remember me? I called in before.
You sound familiar.
I'm the owner of 3K Printing and Graphics.
Oh,
that's right.
Hey, Vic.
You're that creep who runs a very eco-friendly green business, 3K Printing and Graphics, but you're
quite sinister.
Yeah, you're a hate monger.
I don't think so. But look, you want to call me that, that's fine. I like you. I like you guys. You're funny. You make me laugh.
Yeah, well, you don't make me laugh with your hate speech, Vic.
You make me sick,
I'm a small
Vic.
Businessman, 3K Printing and Graphics. You can look me up online, KKK.
Don't give out
that.
No,
that's fine.
No, don't give out your website, no.
Look, I'm a simple businessman in Austin and Sunken Valley who makes, I make heritage items for fans of Nordic history.
Look, Vic, I approve your green manufacturing methods, and you don't use sweatshops or anything to make your.
It is all
100% organic, sweatshop free, heritage items for the fan of Nordic history and tradition.
Okay, but your sort of political views that you infuse in your projects are completely off. Well, look, Vic, why are you calling? What do you want?
But listen, I just heard about David voting for Barrett Ograma. I couldn't believe it. I almost lost my lunch here. It was fantastic. I'm a total Barrett Ograma supporter.
You support Ograma?
I go door to door talking about Ograma. He's great.
What have I done?
That doesn't surprise me at all. That a creep like you would be behind Ograma.
No, that's you did the right thing. You did this. Yeah, wir können. That's what we say. That's our motto. That means yes, we can in Deutsch.
That's pretty catchy. I got to give you that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to vote for somebody that you're voting for. That's a red flag to me. I don't want to do that.
No. You did that richtig thing. You did the right thing. You probably were aware that Barrett Ograma has a great stance on supporting local businesses, such as 3K Printing, www.kkk.com.
No.
Also, Barrett Ograma, did you know that he has two MBAs?
Two MBAs? No, I didn't know
that. One from UT, one from the Wharton School in Philadelphia.
Wow. No, yeah. I didn't know that.
That's right. Barrett Ograma also wants economic growth, but he also has a plan to weed out, underperforming businesses.
Well, can you give us an example of some underperforming businesses Ograma would weed out? I didn't know that his policies stretched this far.
Yeah,
he's a big supporter of local business, but, you know, the right kind of local business that can really flourish and prosper. That doesn't sort of drag the whole economy of Austin and Sunken Valley down with it, you know?
Like, what are some businesses that he would say are, like, bad for Sunken Valley?
Well, Lowenstein's Department Store, Katz's Deli, probably. Those are probably not good. Manchuro's, Aranda's restaurant. Churros, probably Churros.
Churros, the Churros place?
Guero's.
I think I see where you're going with this.
He doesn't like. He doesn't think that Rick's Rainbow Reading Room is going to be good for the Sunken Valley Austin Metroplex either.
Okay, why
the gay bookstore?
The gay bookstore.
Oil Can Harry's right out.
All right. Well, I don't know how much sway he's going to have.
Also, he doesn't like. He wants to get rid of Technar.
that's weird. Actually, I kind of do too.
Well, then you voted for the right guy. Ograma 08, Big Martin 08.
Like no, I'm sorry. I still don't, he does own two MBAs, though.
No, but, like, dude, you didn't, those businesses he wanted to get rid of, they're all owned by non-white people.
I understand.
That's what he was, and then Katz's and Lowenstein's Department Store. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to see why someone from the New Nationalist Party from Sunken Valley would want to get rid of those businesses.
But he is eco-friendly, though, right?
Oh, are you kidding me? Come on. He wrote the book on eco-friendly.
What are you doing, David?
No, I'm just... I hear the guy out. I voted for him. I want to know what he's about.
David, listen. You are the one I need to be talking to. Ograma wants to take Sunken Valley's businesses and elevate them. He also wants to take the bus transportation system. He wants to take the Sunken Valley bus line,
uh-huh.
of which there are two, as you know.
They're powered with coal burning furnaces, which seems a little unwieldy and not very environmentally friendly.
Yeah, they call them the Sunken Valley stink pots, is what they call
them. Yeah, exactly.
It's ambition backwards, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't.
Well, but what did he say about those? He's
going
to do
something? Well, he wants to take the coal burning furnaces out of the buses and replace them with clean running propane models.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's, well, okay.
He wants to put gas back in the buses.
That's pretty good.
All right, well, that'll help one thing.
Clean gas buses.
He's going to get rid of the stink pots. I think that's a great move in the right direction.
Also, did you know Ograma's stance on cleaning up Pewter Lake?
Oh, you mean Dump Lake? Yeah, the lake that businesses have been encouraged to dump their garbage and waste in.
Yeah, that was always a Sunken Valley policy, was that these businesses, if you were around Pewter Lake or Dump Lake, you had sort of a free pass to just dump as much industrial waste there as you wanted to.
Well, Ograma says no more free pass. We got to clean up Pewter Lake. We got to make it as silver as its name implies.
I like that. He's going to clean up Pewter Lake. That's, I mean, look.
David, you seem sort of encouraged by this.
I don't agree with his stances on certain things, but I kind of agree with his policies from what I'm hearing.
All right. So he's green and he supports local business, but...
Hey, that's aces for me. Maybe.
In Null Acht, that means big force in 08.
All right, well, look, let me ask you this, Vic. All right, so these local businesses that Ograma wants to weed out.
Mm.
All right, let's say David. Yep. David, let's say you opened a business.
Okay.
Would David's business meet Ograma's approval, or would this be one of the businesses he'd weed out?
Well, that depends. What kind of business would you open, David?
I don't know. I mean...
David Hatta, what kind of business would you open?
Yeah, that's... Where are you going with this, man?
No, just name a business. I just wanted to remind Vic.
I don't know. Like, off the top of my head, Sunken Valley doesn't really have an organic grocery store.
That's true. No Whole Foods in Sunken Valley.
Which I think would be neat. Maybe I'd open one of those.
Yeah. Ograma probably going to shut that one down.
He would shut down an organic grocery store? Why?
Well, let's just say that you, David Hara, don't really fit in with Ograma's vision for the new Sunken Valley.
Uh-huh.
You could maybe, let's put it this way. You want to work with organic foods. You could work at an organic grocery store that your friend Mac opens.
What? Wait. Why could I just work there and not own it?
Well, I mean, look, we got to be careful about these things. If you have the proper work permits and all the necessary cards and paperwork...
I'm sorry?
Maybe.
Are you asking for my papers?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
okay, I see where you're going now, because I'm Hispanic.
Look, that's not one way or the other. I just want to make sure your background is clear and crystal and open.
This is the kind of thing... This is why people should not vote for Barrett Ograma.
Could I just... say one more thing, please. Another great aspect of Ograma's policies, he supports Proposition 2.5.
2.5? I don't know that one.
Have you heard of Proposition 2?
Yeah, the one about the domain and all the... Okay.
That is richtig. Well, I think, by the way, BTW, domain, great concept, luxury stores, the best, the creme de la crop in Austin, Texas, in a wonderfully named location called Das Domain.
That's weird that you would support like a big corporate entity.
Yeah, well, the thing is, only if Proposition 2.5 would also pass.
What's Proposition 2.5?
Well, Proposition 2.5 stipulates that we put a breezeway through the domain with statues of Roman gods, professional athletes, and also the heroes from Starship Troopers.
The Paul Verhoeven movie?
Yeah, the one with Denise Richards and Doogie Howser.
All right. I feel like an idiot for asking this because I know where this is going, but what athletes would you put statues of?
Oh, well, probably Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm.
What about, so football players, famous football players?
Sure, Brett Favre would be in there.
What about like Jerry Rice? Would he be there?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Well, who else would be there? Who else?
Probably Babe Ruth, the great.
What about Hank Aaron? Would he be there?
If we could maybe clear his papers possibly.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I see where this is going now.
Well, I hope that 2.5 doesn't pass.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's a great idea because it's a breezeway right through the domain with beautiful statuary. Also, because it's a breezeway, it makes the whole place just a little bit more airy. Airy.
Uh-huh.
Airy. Oh, wow. Wow.
The breeze goes through Das Heeresplatz.
Das Heeresplatz. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Das Heeresplatz.
Really Plaza, showing your true colors on that one.
You could call it Das Heeresplatz or Das Heeresplatz. It makes nick difference to me. Ogramma 08. Big Mac.
No.
Just hang up on him. That's too much.
I hope your business fails, Vic.
Vic Hitler.
Yeah. No thanks. Yeah. Vic, that's what we like to call him around the office here.
Ogramma though.
No, David. No.
I feel pretty good about it. I gotta tell you, I don't feel awful about it.
No.
Okay. Well, what am I supposed to do? Take back my vote?
You can't take back your vote.
I could support the hell out of him, though.
No, you can't.
I don't know.
Were you paying attention at all?
We'll see. The stink pots. He's getting rid of the stink pots.
Oh, look. It doesn't matter.
We could swim in Pewter Lake again.
I haven't swum in Pewter Lake since I was a kid.
Exactly.
No.
Well...
That's a whole lot of not worth it.
Something to think about.
No, it is not. I don't have to think about it.
Well, have you voted yet?
No, I'm going to vote on the day of. It's kind of exciting.
Ogramma 08.
No, I'm not going to support him. No, I'm not. Look, I don't want to hear any more of this. Let's take a break. You and I have to talk.
Okay, fine.
All right, let's going to listen to some ting-tings here on the Mascot Wedding Show. We'll be back with some more MWS right after this.
And we're back, bottom of the hour, with some more Mascot Wedding Show.
My name is Mac Blake.
I'm David Hatta, and if you would like to join in the fun and festivities, the phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Jeepers, I sure wish the internet was working, so I could throw out mascotwedding@gmail.com, which I just did anyway.
Yeah, if you want to contact us midweek, feel free to do that. Hey, and if you're bored online, you can become a MySpace friend, which I'm going to go ahead and say MySpace friends with benefits. You become a MySpace friend, there'll be some heavy petting.
Yeah, exactly. We're not gonna. Yeah, we don't joke around with this.
MySpace.com/mascotwedding. Our motto is: we go over the sweater. Gentlemen, I'm not going under the sweater.
No,
it's too soon for that.
Unless you're okay with it. But if you're not, that's fine. Hey,
speaking of things I'm okay with,
yeah,
it's time for the hot segment we like to call Mascot Wedding. Takes a bullet.
You know it. No! You love it.
That's right, where we endure something horrible so you don't have to.
That's right, folks. And this week... Oh, wait. Go ahead, Mac.
Oh, no. This was something that I've been looking forward to for a while. I've been looking forward to taking this bullet.
Yeah, me too.
I wanted to talk about it earlier in the year or whatever, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to save this and take a bullet come time. A certain movie opened up yesterday, David.
That's right.
And you and I subjected ourselves to it.
Yes.
Mascot Wedding took a bullet. What did we do?
We went on opening night and saw Kevin Smith's Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
That's right. And you and I do not like Kevin Smith.
No, we don't. We used to.
Yeah.
We used to love Kevin Smith, but then we turned 15 and then we stopped.
Yeah, you know what? To give a little background on this, Zach and Mary Make a Porno, it just came out... yesterday.
Mm-hmm, right.
I mean, I think they had a screening at a Fantastic Fest as well, and I think there was a midnight show. So there's some chances to have the Kevin Smith heads in Austin.
Yes.
They could already get that out of their system. Because I say our screening, there was a couple at Zach and Mary, because when one of those goons from Clerks showed up on screen, they got some applause.
Yeah. It was like, hey, I remember him from 7 movies ago when he was, made me laugh a couple times.
When he was the least bad actor.
Yeah.
In this horribly acted movie, Clerks. But yeah, I used to really like Kevin Smith.
Mm-hmm. Me
and
too.
And then there was just something happened where I was like, you know what? I don't like this as much as I should. And then more time went by, and now I just cannot stand him.
Yeah, one day, like, you just kind of woke up, wiped the sleep out of your eyes, and looked over, and Kevin Smith's entire catalog was in the bed next to you. And you're like, what have I done?
But the thing about Zach and Mary, which is why I wanted to take a bullet for it, was because as much as I am completely bored with Kevin Smith and his really bad dialogue and poor directing...
Mm-hmm.
Zach and Mary, he finally, it almost was like he kind of smarted up a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, look how much money these Judd Apatow comedies are making. Instead of using my clique of actors that I always use, which has netted me bad movie after bad movie.
Movies have made millions of dollars with these guys, so yeah. Maybe I can make more.
Whereas, you know, anything Seth Rogen touches these days makes, like, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
I'm going to go steal some actors from Judd Apatow's closet. And sure enough, Elizabeth Banks from 40-Year-Old Virgin, Seth Rogen from tons of stuff, Craig Robinson, who is Daryl from The Office. He also was in...
Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express, Knocked Up. He had a small role in Walk Hard.
That's right, yeah.
As well.
Oh, Walk Hard.
The old Southeast Asian, angry, sweary, dirty guy from 40-Year-Old Virgin was also in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Long.
Yeah.
Again, in it. But Kevin Smith still stuck in some of his horrible actors. Jeff Anderson, Randall from Clerks, and also Jason Mewes.
Who you know from every single movie.
Yeah, as Jay. So, what'd you think, David?
I'll say this. Okay, I will say,
yeah,
Clerks still holds a special place in my heart. I still have an appreciation for it because it was a good movie for 23,000. That said,
mm-hmm.
Zach and Mary Make a Porno was his best movie since Clerks.
I have to say that I thought it was the best thing he's done.
Yeah.
Which comes with a big but for me.
That said,
yeah,
it's the best thing he's done. Like, mm-hmm. It's good for him. But it's just kind of a forgettable movie. Like,
yeah, it just felt like that, you know, after I got done watching it, it was like, well, that wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great. It was, had its moments. It was okay.
Yeah, you know? I liked it the same way I liked Can't Hardly Wait. But I'll tell you what, I don't know who directed Can't Hardly Wait. And I certainly haven't seen two DVDs of the director for Can't Hardly Wait going on speaking tours.
It didn't look like a Kevin Smith movie.
No, it didn't.
Partially because I wasn't staring at people he met at community college instead of real actors.
Just leaning up against a brick wall.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and the camera moved and stuff like that. But it definitely sounded like a Kevin Smith movie at times.
Yeah, yeah. He loves hearing his characters talk.
And, I mean, that, as much as, you know, like I just said that, you know, we saw it and it was had its moments and it was okay. It was,
bless you. You could turn away from the mic.
I tried, but I was in mid-sentence. We got to work out a hand signal for that. It was maddening at times.
Mm-hmm.
Those Kevin Smith moments. And there's so many little like foibles and traps that he just can't seem to escape.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. And part of it is just like, let's start with the dialogue.
Okay.
Like, Kevin Smith is known for making, like, you know, dirty movies where characters talk about dirty stuff or whatever. Yeah, but so were other people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Superbad was really dirty. How come, you know, that's good and Kevin Smith is bad? Because Kevin Smith is just, like, too much.
Yeah, it's a crutch to him, the potty mouth.
Uh-huh.
Whereas in Superbad and Walk Hard and all the other Apatowian movies,
mm-hmm.
they use it like a role player. It comes in off the bench, it gets the big shot, and it helps. But, like, with Kevin Smith, it's like, FCS, you know, all that. And that's all the dialogue is, really. It's like, it's supposed to be shocking, but there's no shock value behind it.
And compare it to, say, 40-Year-Old Virgin in terms of the, like pop culture references.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like Kevin Smith is using him, like, 20 for a dollar.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to cram as many in there as possible. But when you do that, he's not trying to be clever with them.
No.
He's just trying to cram them in.
He just loves throwing them in there. Yeah, exactly.
And it just loses its punch. And the worst thing about it, though, is, I mean, like, Craig Robinson, Daryl from The Office.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name Daryl, right?
I don't know.
I think it is. Big chubby black guy, kind of funny.
Yeah.
Kind of funny, kind of hilarious. What am I talking about? Yes. I love that guy. I kind of didn't want to like this movie.
Right.
I went in to take a bullet. I wasn't expecting it to be bad. But Craig Robinson is so funny.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen is so funny.
Everybody is funny despite...
Elizabeth Banks is so funny.
Despite the material. Oh, Elizabeth Banks.
But Seth Rogen... Like, there was times when I was just so bored by his character.
Uh-huh.
The fact that you made Seth Rogen, who was coming off of a hit of, you know, like, what, four or five hits in a row?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, let's see, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Knocked Up.
Superbad, which he wrote.
Yeah, Pineapple Express, which he also wrote.
Pineapple Express. You know, that's four.
Yeah.
Four home runs right there. And then this thing, to make him boring, it sort of, you know.
Yeah.
It took some work.
It's not work at all for Kevin Smith. He just... He writes his little dialogue and puts it in other people's mouths and just sits back and enjoys the work he's done. Because Kevin Smith loves to overwrite.
Definitely.
He leaves nothing to the viewer's imagination. It's like he wants you to know, everything. Like, there was one part where they're getting ready to make the porno movie, and Craig Robinson, Daryl from The Office, and Seth Rogen are trying to, Seth Rogen's trying to convince Daryl from The Office to be a producer, and, you know, produce the movie. And, like, it's like Kevin Smith wrote it to where, like, a producer, what's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Tell me, like, over-explain what a producer does.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Craig Robinson, because a producer provides the financing and then also contributes with the casting. Casting, what's that? Like, that's an actual line from the movie. Like, we can't figure this out for ourselves. Why do we need this?
Along those lines, there's parts in movies where, you know, the audience will raise a question, like, let's say you're a spy and you want to break into a building, and the next shot is you in the building. And so somebody might be like, how'd you get in? And then the other spy will be like, you know, I opened the door, sort of explaining like that.
Yeah.
Yet the premise to this movie is that two people are two roommates, Zach and Miri.
Yes.
Elizabeth Banks and Seth Rogen.
Lifelong friends.
Lifelong friends.
Platonic friends.
Platonic friends. They're broke. And so to raise money, they're going to make a porno movie.
A dirty movie. Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's a wacky premise, because in real life, people would not do that.
No.
They might go get second jobs before they decided to make a porno movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But if you're, but it's one of these things, like, look, if you go see this movie, you're going to have to accept that premise.
Right.
But even that being said, I was still kind of like, from time to time, I'd be sitting in the theater being like, this is such a stupid idea, which is not fair to the movie, because you shouldn't do that. It's like Air Force One. If you don't believe the president's going to fight terrorists off a plane, don't go see Air Force One. Yeah. So, in all fairness, I was sort of doubting it from the beginning. But in order to sort of keep this stupid premise going, instead of just accepting it, you know, like, look, if you go to the movie and you accept the premise of, like, oh, well, we're out of money, let's make a porno, sure.
Right.
But they kept sort of explaining it as they went along.
Yeah.
Like, there's a part where their water and electricity got turned back on. They go, what's this about? And then they open the door and there's all these porno actors played by Tracy Lords.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. I looked up her name last night.
I'll bet.
She's kind of a normal name, like, I don't know, but she's a real porno actress.
Yeah, yeah, she is. She's a real porno actress.
Yeah, and Jason Mewes, they show up at the door and they're like, we've been paying your bills secretly.
Yeah.
So now let's have a party. It's just stupid stuff like, how did this happen? And like,
you guys.
Yeah, let's over-explain.
But wait a second, how did you get the bills paid in the middle of the night? Well, it's funny you ask that.
Yeah.
Because she knows somebody at the Light and Power. Like,
look, nobody cares. Just make your porno movie. Yeah. Like, I bought the ticket. I believe it, you know?
Yeah.
But, and look, here's a spoiler. If you don't want to know how this movie ends, turn it off. They never finish the porno.
No, they don't.
At the end of the movie, like, there's, all right, part of the way through, and we'll talk about Elizabeth Banks in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway through, I was like, oh no, is this going to go chasing Amy on me?
Yeah.
Where it gets really, you know, like, really sort of heavy and stupidly emotional.
Mm.
And there's a part where, like, you got the feeling like, oh, Jesus, headed right for it.
Yeah.
And it's where, like, you know, Zach and Miri, who platonic friends, guess what, David?
What?
They might secretly be in love with each other.
No way. You shut your mouth.
And when Zach goes off to maybe have sex with one of the porn stars, and he looks at Miri like, is this the right thing to do? What about us? I thought we had a connection. They decide to do, like, a 40-minute slow-mo shot of her being like, huh? And then this, like, I think they played, it was live.
Yeah.
As you pointed out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really just beat you over the head with, like, now it's getting serious. Zach and Miri make an SRS serious move. but yeah, the movie diverts, and then, you know, you reach the end of it and you're like, wait a second. Everything's fine. They're happy. They fall in love. Surprise.
Yeah.
Yet, did they ever make a porno?
What happened to those bills?
Yeah,
that they had
exactly.
To pay?
Super exactly.
Yeah.
Nothing ever comes of it.
No. They actually, yeah, they end up like getting the second jobs that they should have done in the first place. They're like, you know what? Maybe this porno's not a good idea. Maybe I'll just open up this newspaper with all of these ads in it.
Yeah.
And I'll answer one of them.
You
and
know,
get money from them.
That could have used an explanation.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
No, let's over explain everything else. And I felt like, I mean, I keep saying Craig Robinson, Daryl from The Office, because I had to look up his name. Mm-hmm. I didn't know his name. But I thought he did really good in this movie.
Yeah, I thought he did great.
I thought, not Tracy Lords, who, it's weird that she was in there.
Yeah.
Because you think that, why hire a porn actress to be in this movie?
Yeah, well,
is she going to get naked? Is she going to be cool with the porno scenes? It's. I felt like, which she didn't. She didn't get naked.
No, she didn't.
I felt like they had, and she's not that great of an actress.
No.
And she didn't have to do anything that, say, I don't want to, you know,
keep it clean.
Well, I was going to keep it clean. I don't want to paint typecast
right.
Porno actors and say they're not normal. But she didn't do anything a non-pornographic actor wouldn't have done.
Right, exactly.
It was almost like, you know, she was in there to give it porno cred.
Yeah.
Or something, which is stupid.
Like, for all the preverts in the audience, like, oh, I remember her.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to, like, make reference. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he crams this movie so full of, like, stupid cred to begin with, too. Like, you know, it doesn't matter. But he was good in it. Seth Rogen, there was times when he was funny, but other times when he's just reading this really stupid,
just very overwrought, like, stilted dialogue. Yeah. And like he's trying to cram acting into these line reads.
Yeah, there's one part where he has a revelation that they can shoot the porno movie in his coffee shop. Mm. And it was just like, oh, blah, 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 blah. It was like this storm of stupid words just came out. But Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, you mean girlfriend of the year 2008?
Elizabeth Banks couldn't be bad.
No, in anything. Never, ever.
And the hardest part to believe in this movie was not that two people would make a porno.
Mm-hmm.
It was that Elizabeth Banks was some loser.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, because Seth Rogen plays this unambitious guy. She plays this girl who's got absolutely no self-esteem, who no one thinks is pretty.
Yeah, I'm going to go to my high school reunion just to bag the high school quarterback.
Yeah, played by Superman's Brandon Routh.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, she's gorgeous and amazingly charismatic throughout the entire movie.
Stuck in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, like, exactly. She's like, why don't people like me? I was like, I don't know. I guess they hate being enraptured. It certainly wasn't the dialogue that's helping Elizabeth Banks, which it also kills me too, because I asked you about this. Is this her most starring role?
I would say, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Her name has never been above the marquee in anything else.
Mm-mm, no.
That's surprising to me.
A few like direct to video movies, but really? Those don't count.
I mean, was her name above the Baxter, you know?
No.
Like,
the Baxter.
Yeah, no, Baxter was bad.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was a bad movie.
Nah, whatever.
It was boring.
You're boring.
All right. Well, we should wrap this up then. But yeah, I mean, like, Elizabeth Banks, you know, like finally when Seth Rogen, she's like, you know what? I think you're pretty. She's like, what? No one's ever told me that before.
That's all it took.
Yeah. It's like, why were they using the word gorgeous? Was that the word they were using instead?
I won't be needing these underpants. Like,
Yeah, I could believe Seth Rogen is an absolute loser, but either the makeup department wouldn't play ball or she can't turn it off. But I couldn't believe this Elizabeth Banks would.
Yeah, I couldn't. I couldn't.
Sort of loser quality.
Yeah. Anywhere she went on the screen, I followed.
Yeah, exactly. And, also good, Justin Long.
Yeah,
did a really good job. Great. I think that was the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
So,
and which I think if the Mac guy is ever the best part of your movie,
yeah,
maybe, I don't know.
He was also really good in Idiocracy.
He was. Yeah. Okay. But he wasn't the best part of Idiocracy.
What was the best part of Idiocracy?
Idiocracy. Oh, I love that movie.
So what's your final take on this thing? As we wrap up this segment,
I'm okay with the movie, but so what? Like, why do I know Kevin Smith's name? Why is this movie important?
You know, I mean, he got a bigger budget, he got a better cast, and he turned out sort of like...
And he still dribbled it back to the mound.
Yeah, it was a run-of-the-mill sex comedy. It was good for Kevin Smith.
Yeah, it was great overall for Kevin Smith.
Yeah, it was great for Kevin Smith. You know, but I'd say if I recommended it, it'd be the most mildly recommended movie this year. You know, it's like...
Yeah, it'd be like, hey, if the baseball game's rained out and it happens to be on TV, don't change the channel.
Because when we were leaving the theater, I looked up at the marquee, four other movies I would have rather seen.
That's right, yes.
I haven't seen Body of Lies. I
haven't seen Sex Drive.
I think W I'm kind of curious about. And there's one more. Oh, I'd see Max Payne over this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You kidding me?
I want to see Mark Wahlberg. How's it going, goat?
Hey.
Say hi to your mom for me. All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
That was our bullet taking for this week.
Yeah. Good job, dude. Way to take that bullet.
Yeah. Great job to you, too.
Hopefully those scars will heal over.
Yeah. Don't ever talk me into that again.
All right. No problem. We'll be back with some more Mascot Wedding Show right after this. David, what are we going to hear? Grows green or something like that?
Yeah. I can hear grass grow from Mark E. Smith in the fall. And we'll be right back right after this.
And we are back with some more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake. Looks like we got a phone call. Let's go right to it. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy. Long time no talk.
Hey, caller. What's your name?
You know who this is. Come on.
I'm afraid I don't.
It's me. It's Comb.
Wait, Comb?
Yeah, you know, your buddy Comb.
You mean Comb who plays for the emo softball team?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you remember. Yeah, we had some good times on the softball team.
I don't know if we did. You were kind of a jerk to me.
No, don't be silly.
I'm not being silly, Combe. You called in once and made fun of me on the air, and then you, I think you, like, smashed a guitar and pointed at me one time.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's water under the bridge. I was just, you're making me feel weird now, because I was calling to congratulate you on making it back into the new studio.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I mean, let's clear the air. I mean, start off a new foot or whatever. You know, thanks. Yeah, we're in the new studio now, or back in the new old studio, and it feels good.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, that had to have cost a lot of money to get back in there.
Yeah, no, our listeners really came through. It did cost a lot.
Came through with that membership drive, right?
That's right, yeah. It wasn't cheap. Listeners stepped forward. I think we raised over $40,000 this year. It was great.
Oh, wow, $40,000. Wow, you probably got a lot of money left over.
No, we're kind of, you know, it's all earmarked for stuff.
Can I have some money?
What?
Can I have some?
No. Can't have any of Co-op's money.
Why not? Well, what if I get a job there? Can I get a job there?
There's no jobs here. You know, I volunteer at the station. I don't have a job. It doesn't pay anything.
Well, how long do you have to do that until you get paid?
I never get paid. This is a nonprofit organization.
Oh, okay. Well, what if I were to make a donation? Then could you give me some money?
I don't think you understand. Actually, I don't understand how your plan works. How would that even work?
Well, I don't know. I haven't really thought it through yet. Look, I need money.
Well, why do you need money?
I got to pay some doctor bills.
Oh, why? What's the matter with you?
I hurt my hand. I hurt myself during I was doing a show with my band. I hurt myself. Cut my hand open pretty bad, and now I got to pay my doctor's bills.
Oh, well, that's horrible. How'd you hurt your hand?
I smashed my instrument on the ground, and it broke up into like a bunch of little pieces, and I got some shards in my hand.
Well, that's not too smart, smashing your instrument.
No, I guess not.
You guess not. You know, your hand is hurt so that you're asking me for money, but you guess it wasn't a good idea, huh?
I don't know. Just rocking, I guess.
Well, what would you? So you smashed your guitar, and you broke it.
I don't play guitar.
Wait, you smashed a guitar that one time.
Yeah, but I play a different instrument in my band.
Well, what do you play in your band, if not a guitar? What
music
instrument?
Box.
Wait, what?
I play the music box.
Oh, is that like slang for like an accordion or something?
No, I play an actual music box. It was made in Russia at the turn of the century.
Wait, like a small music box?
Yeah, like a little jewelry box.
How do you play a music box?
I open it and music comes out.
couldn't anyone do that?
No. It's my music box.
That's pretty weak. Can you play some music box for us right now?
No. Were you not listening? I smashed it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I hurt my hand.
That's right.
But thankfully, when I hurt my hand during the show, my friend Toast was there because she works at that boutique on SoCo called...
I'm sorry, called what?
You know, like the sound a buzzer makes.
The name of the store on South Congress is the sound a buzzer makes?
No. No, what kind of a stupid name is that?
you're right. What was I thinking? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's not called the sound a buzzer makes. It's called...
Okay, so your friend Toast, which I guess is a girl's name.
Yeah. She doesn't like to be confined to labels.
No, who doesn't? Who does like that? I could see that, I guess.
But she took me to her boutique where she was able to wrap my hand in all these scarves. But those scarves were expensive.
Well, I mean, that's horrible. I'm glad your friend Toast was able to help you out there. You know, I hope your hand heals up really nice. I hope you get better and you get back playing that music box.
Well, if you really hope I get better, then maybe you'll let me promote a fundraiser on the air?
A fundraiser for what?
It's to raise money to fix my hand and buy a new music box and pay for all the bloody scarves I ruined over it.
Uh-huh.
How about this? A portion of the proceeds will also go to Ike.
Oh, yeah, that's very thoughtful.
Yeah, I kicked over his washing machine during one of our shows, and I broke it.
Wait, so you're not talking about Hurricane Ike that devastated parts of Texas and around the country?
No, I'm talking about the lead singer.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
and,
sure.
And he plays the washing machine.
Oh, so he plays a washing machine in your band.
Yeah.
So far, your band has a washing machine player and a music box player.
Yeah, Ike plays the washing machine. Sofa plays the speak and spell. Clark plays the bass. And Lotion plays the rock band guitar.
How do you play a rock band guitar in an actual band?
Well, it's percussion, because, you know, like, when you play the rock band guitar, it makes, like, clicking noises.
Uh-huh.
The buttons kind of click, 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 and then the little strummer goes click, click, click.
I can't believe this is, like, an actual band that you actually play.
So...
I mean, yeah, I mean, go ahead. I mean, if you want to promote it, fine. I mean, I guess, you know, yeah, sure. Promote. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got a bunch of really great bands playing. We've got the Schnozberries, Suzanne Summer's Eve, Christian Okoye's House of Ribs, the Tall Boys, the Power Gloves, Spare the Child, Spoil the Rod Roddy, I Love You But I've Chosen Pepsi, the Red Fox Chili Peppers, and then my band, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret Cho.
Wow. How'd you come up with that name?
Well, we all threw something in. Ike wanted to focus on religion. Sofa wanted to focus on children's literature, and Clark wanted to focus on sort of the coming of age of a woman, and Lotion wanted to represent
stand
up comedy. Yeah, Lotion. She plays the rock band guitar.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and then I wanted to reference Asian influences.
Wow, that's really elaborate.
Well, it exemplifies the complexity of our group and the music we make.
Well, you know, I figured you just, you know, took the name of something and the name of something else and just made them fit.
Wow, oversimplify much?
Oh, well, geez. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret Cho.
Yeah, well.
When is the show? When is your fundraiser? You know, what's like the cover cost, if you want to give out that info?
It's tomorrow night, and it's $30.
Wow. $30.
Yeah.
That is a lot of money.
Well, it's a lot of bands.
Well, yeah, I guess it was like 9 bands. I guess, yeah. 9 bands is a lot. What time does it start?
10 o'clock.
And it should last about like what time?
9 bands. I'd say probably 10:48.
What? 9 bands and 10:48?
Yeah, yeah. Nah, you know, everybody only plays like a few songs, and like the Red Fox Chili Peppers, for example. They're kind of avant-garde. They only, like, set up their instruments and then smash them.
Wow. That's not much of a performance, band-wise, yeah. That is. Well, you know what, Combe? Good luck on your show, you know?
Oh, thanks. Well, I got to go now. I'm off to meet my friends. We're going to go eat some chili.
Chili? That's kind of odd.
Why is that odd?
Well, it's kind of a hot day outside. It's weird that you're going to go meet some friends for chili.
Yeah, well... Oh, excuse me, when do you eat it? Like, in the winter?
Well, yeah, you know, when it's cold outside, I like a nice bowl of chili sometimes.
I bet you would.
All right, that's kind of something.
Go.
All right.
See you later.
Oh, no, thanks. That's great. Oh, geez. Well, that's the Mascot Wedding Show. We're plumb out of time. If you want to help support Combe and his hand, feel free to go do that, I guess. I don't even remember where he said he was playing, to be honest with you, so... Maybe it's on Austin's show list or something, but we're coming up against Clear Spot, so we're just going to turn the microphone over to them. For David Hoddy and myself, it's been the Mascot Wedding Show. For more information, podcasts of the show, and other information, you may visit us online at mascotwedding.com. Join us again next week, and now stay tuned for the Clear Spot. Goodbye, David. Goodbye, Mac! All right, go ahead, Clear Spot. Take it away. Do your damage. What do you want? Pow, pow, pow. Pow, 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 pow.